So when I made the request a few weeks back that I would love to have you submit your videos to me to be evaluated on the podcast, I was so happy and excited to get a lot of people interested in me reviewing their work. So for the first time, this very special episode is all about your self-tape audition. I'm going to evaluate it on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director. Welcome to this very special episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm really excited that we're going to be evaluating a submission that I received in the hopes that they would get some good feedback, and we will evaluate their self-tape. It's going to be great. But first, this is that moment of the podcast, the patio, the podcast video, where I get to say thank you for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. You can get a lot more information about the podcast on the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And if you're new to Casting Actors Cast, welcome. This is a place where we give advice, tips, suggestions, insights, all about what it is to being a professional actor in the business of show. So we cover all kinds of topics. And as I said, this is a very special episode today that we're going to be evaluating your self-tape. You can get in on that action. If you want to be considered for an evaluation on the air, I am happy to receive your submission. Your link to your self-tape audition can be sent to castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. But if you do go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and you fill out the form, that'll take you to another page where you can download a free book all about doing voice work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. Also, there is a secret video on the five things that casting directors don't want you to know. And that's a free 20-minute video. It's in the private area of YouTube, and you can get that just by going to the website and checking it out and filling out that form. This is also that moment where I get to say thank you to my good friends at Actors Connection who continue to promote the patio, the podcast video, and I continue to talk about how Actors Connection is an exciting, wonderful, cool place to check out. If you're interested in working with professionals in the industry, we're talking about casting directors, agents, managers, professionals in the business, doing small size classes virtually. And it's a really excellent place where you get to meet fellow actors, but you also get to work with these professionals who are currently working in the industry. So do check out actorsconnection.com/New York. All right, so let's get right to it, shall we? I want to take a look at this video, but I want to kind of give a little bit of a disclaimer first so that you understand that there might be a little bit of, you might be a little disconcerted about this, but let me share with you my thoughts. First and foremost, I have not taken a look at this video. I really haven't. So that means I'm going to be seeing it for the first time, just like you are. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, don't worry. You're going to hear the entire audition as well. The cool thing about it is that you can listen to the audition and you can listen then afterwards to my feedback. I think you're going to find it really, really helpful. Just because you can't see the actor doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get something out of this evaluation. But I would invite you to go and check out the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast, if you want to take a look at the audition as well. So thank you to Miguel Fana. He was a gentleman I met at the National Monologue Slam about a month or so ago. And Miguel was a really nice actor, and he started watching my YouTube channel and commenting on it. So it made me feel really great to receive a video that he wanted me to evaluate. And he's doing a piece from Employed by Alyssa Murray. And so we're going to take a look at this audition, and I'm going to give some on-the-fly, spontaneous, constructive notes on the experience of his self-tape. So let's go ahead and give a listen to Miguel, shall we?
Another day on the job, full of stress, and I come home to this. Roberto, clean the gutters. Roberto, fix the lamp. Roberto, let's make love. Damn it, woman, coño! I've already had a long day. So she says, long day, huh? And what exactly do you do all day? No appreciation, no gratitude. What do I do all day, woman? What do you think I do all day from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m.? I work! I've been working on the railroad. Work, 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 work. I work! Do you actually realize how many jobs I have? 10! At least! Yes, even in COVID times, 10! And after a long day at work on my feet, all I want is a shot of tequila and a foot rub. Is that too much to ask? Can I feel like a man in my house for a few minutes when I enter? How about a hello, Roberto, mi amor, mwah. How was your day? Not a Roberto, my brothers broke the TV, you have to fix it. Or Roberto, my mother needs you to buy her flour. Better yet, I would love to come home and not be living with your entire family. It's a two-bedroom apartment, mi amor. Listen, Maria. Shh, no, no, shh, shh, solo escucha. I love you. But if you love me at all, you'll leave me alone for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miguel. That was excellent. I'd like to give some feedback on what I just saw. And thank you so much for submitting that in. Again, ladies and gentlemen, actors, you can go ahead and submit your video, and I'm going to critique your work as well. So send it to castingactorscast@gmail.com. So Miguel, I like this piece a lot. I think you bring a lot to it. I want to talk first technically. This is what I usually like to do when I evaluate self-submitted videos. And you know what, guys? I've seen hundreds and hundreds of self-submitted videos. So I can go right to those things that I think might be of help to Miguel. And I then will talk about the acting part. If you're just listening to this as a podcast, then I think it'll still make sense to you because I can give that kind of feedback that might apply to your work as well. And I also think it's something interesting about just hearing the audition that you can maybe give your own critique to what you're hearing. But Miguel, listen, I love this piece. I think you did a really excellent job. Technically speaking, I think this is almost perfect. The lighting is excellent. The sound is really, really clear. And I think that that's the most important thing. And obviously you shot it on your cell phone, but you had a really perfect eye line. That is that the lens of the camera was right at your shoulder height so that I could really see your eyes and I could see your physicality because you were shooting yourself just slightly below the chest line. Also, your eye line was about 3 or 4 inches away from the lens of the camera, and that was really, really excellent. When you get a little too close to the lens of the camera, I'm not saying you did this, but I just for those of you who are thinking about what eye line actually means, it means that you want to make sure that the person you are addressing is slightly off where the lens is so that it looks like that person is right there in front of you. So technically, I was really, really pleased. You have an excellent setup. There wasn't a busy backdrop. And again, the sound was good. All of that worked out really, really well. So here are a couple of notes in terms of the acting. For those of you who didn't see the video, Miguel sort of walked into the scene. And then at the end, he exited the scene. Generally speaking, when you walk into the scene, it comes across as a little harsh. It comes across as a little surprising. Now, I am not completely against that at all, but I'm thinking that if he had stayed, you know, in place and then had some kind of prior action, something just happened, like his wife just asked him for yet another thing, then perhaps he could have stood there and then had a reaction before he started talking. The reason I think that might be preferred is that I get to really take in him, as opposed to being surprised by walking into the shot. Conversely, when you exit the shot, generally speaking, it just kind of takes me out of watching you, as opposed to staying there and giving me a really good final moment, a final beat, and then you fade out on a 3 or a 5 count. But what Miguel did was really good at the end, which is that he gave a look to her, and then he, in just blind disbelief, slowly turned to the right and exited. So it was a really funny exit. I liked that very much for this particular tape. And in general, I'm not that big of a fan of those kinds of things, but this piece absolutely warranted it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the pacing. One of the things that I need to see in any audition is the actor being in control of the material. When I get a sense that the actor is rushing just a little bit, that's because there's not that full connection with the significant other in the scene. And so I would love for Miguel to even take slightly more time to make sure his points are landing. He had fantastic energy. I really enjoyed the character work that he did as well. But because it felt a little rushed, it kind of gave away that there wasn't really somebody there in front of him that he was actually dealing with. So you really need, generally speaking, to create that significant other. And so that when you make certain statements or make comments, you need to make sure that they're landing. So you can impose a reaction from the other person in the scene. And I think that makes for a really, really excellent exchange, so that any monologue you do feels much more like a dialogue and not a monologue. So the prior action at the top would have been helpful, I think. Also, the pacing could have been just varied a little bit. I'm not just, you know, I hate this. I hate when directors would just say slow down, because I just think that's not helpful, just to slow down. It's like there's no reason to slow down. I want to give you a reason to slow down, which I just did. So I hope that that's helpful to you. Also, I think this is really interesting that you really kind of achieved a really nice energy at the very, very top. Very, very engaging. You look great on camera, by the way. I just think that once you get to that pace and once you get to that energy level, it's important that you find within that, you find variations in the energy to sustain my interest. Because when people talk, they employ all kinds of gear changes. A different thought might mean a different way of approaching. For example, when he's talking to her about the family and it's only a 2-bedroom house, you might make the choice of getting really quiet because you don't want the other family members to hear you. Or you might want to start getting really loud because this is really getting you upset, and then realizing that maybe you're going too far, so you want to pull yourself back. So there are all kinds of interesting dynamics that I think can be found in this scene by varying that energy level as you progress. And then finally, the arc of the scene is also important. What I mean by the arc is what I call the transformational experience. And that means that you're different at the end as a result of sharing all this information to your wife. And so how has she responded? Does she not get it? And that's what made you exit the way you did? So in other words, as you're sharing this information, there's a way that you're processing this for yourself so that it's either getting more frustrating or maybe you think she's understanding and then she really isn't. I mean, there are all kinds of choices that you can find within that. Because when he says, I love you, there's a perfect point that he doesn't need to necessarily, have to yell that. He might just want to pull back, take a breath, I love you, and then go back on and into what he's talking about. So some vocal variety in there, and I'm not just talking about in an arbitrary way, right? This is really organic. This is really coming from a different place. But I think the more variety there is, A, that really increases the level of humor that you're bringing to the table, but it also really fits in well with the character that you brought to life here. So Miguel, I think that this was an excellent, excellent tape. It's an excellent audition. So the suggestions I'm making are really that, just suggestions. And I think that if you played around with that just a little bit more, you might even find more interesting variety in the overall presentation. So there's my feedback. I hope that that was helpful to you, Miguel, and thank you so much again. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can go ahead and submit your video, castingactorscast@gmail.com. I would certainly love to do more of this. As you can see, Miguel didn't have any trepidation. He really just wanted to get some feedback. He's really open and receptive, and I am so, so grateful for him. And certainly, I hope to be playing yours soon. I really would love to share some of the correspondence that I've received that you have sent. So let's take a look at that.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's question.
All right, so here we go. I got this note from Roberta, who wrote to me on the website through the form that she filled out called Dive into the Talent Pool at castingactorscast.com. She said, hi, I met you at SAG-AFTRA event months ago. You were so nice and informative. I was wondering if I could get some advice about an acting reel. I'm a New York City actor currently. I have one professional speaking role on TV and one featured where I don't speak. What do I put on my reel? Start with a slate of my name and SAG-AFTRA. Then I have heard no phone number, no email. Do I just use the one show or should I put in the featured TV spot where I don't speak? I hope it is okay. I'm emailing you with these questions. If you are too busy, I understand. Thank you, Roberta. Thank you, Roberta. I appreciate that very, very much. So as I understand, what you're asking is that you have two professional things that you've done. One is a small speaking role and the other is a non-speaking role, but featured in the scene. How do you include that into a reel? Well, clearly it's important that you really assess the work that you have done. Right off the top of my head, without seeing the work, I suggest you include both. I think the speaking part first, followed by the non-speaking moment second. How much time is that actually? And as I'm chatting with you right now, it's clear that I should probably do a podcast about reels as opposed to self-submitted demos or self-submitted video auditions. So reels are when you've booked something and you've recorded something and now you want to put it together in a compilation so that agents, casting directors, managers can really get to see a little bit of you in the environment of doing a feature film or doing a television show. So that is my thought about including both. In terms of the slate, I'm very, very fond of making sure that there is a way to contact you, whether that be an email address or your cell phone. Now, a lot of people are a little nervous about putting their cell phone on their auditions or on their reels like this. I don't necessarily think that that's an issue. I have yet to hear somebody having a serious problem by giving out their phone number, only because of our cell phones and being able to filter calls and things. Then why not just put your website, or why not just put your email address? I think it's important to have a way to contact you right away, both at the beginning of your reel and at the end of your reel. Now, having said all that, I am not necessarily sure two smallish things representing a reel is going to do you a lot of good. Usually there has to be enough information in those bookings that you've acted in that really let me see some work. And I mean, no disrespect. Congratulations on getting the two jobs that you did get. But my thinking is that you perhaps might want to consider holding off just a little bit until maybe one or two more bookings come in. Generally speaking, a reel needs to be 3 or 4, amounting to at least 3 minutes of material. So if you don't have a good 3 minutes of material, you might just want to rethink whether or not this is something you want to send out or make available. But that is, of course, that is your choice. But when I only see two little tiny things, it actually doesn't necessarily get me more excited about you. It makes me wonder whether the role or the job that I have available is right for you. As opposed to not receiving anything, but seeing that you've done these jobs, and if I wanted to pursue it, I would say, well, you know what? Would you just send me that clip just so I get to see you on camera? So that might be a better reason to be able to have that material ready and available if requested, but not necessarily have a reel of that size that you're sending out or promoting as your work. Anyway, thank you, Roberta, for that, and I hope to answer your questions and your emails as well. Just contact me, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for watching. I'd love to know what you thought. Does this make you interested in wanting to show me your audition piece? I would love to see it, and I hope to see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.